When did you move here? After you were married?
No, yes. When we married, we built this house.
When you married?
Mm-hmm.
So how many years have you been living here?
About 24 years.
Okay. And tell me something about your church. It sounds like an interesting church, especially since you've done about the, putting the things there and then when you built it. Tell me something.
Well, I'm a staunch missionary Baptist. that's the words you're going to put down to...
I'm just writing down your name, everything, just a little sheet.
Well, our church was built a few years ago. Prior to that, it was just a wood frame church, and Bethel really needed a church, a new church. And we have a good attendance and a good strong program, and we have a real fine pastor.
What size church is it?
Oh, it's a... You mean in number? We have around 500 members, and... You know, on the church roll, and then we have about 260 in Sunday school, and then about 100 in that's enrolled in Sunday school, and then about 190 enrolled in church training on Sunday night.
That's wonderful.
And then our average attendance is about, did I say 250? We have over 300 enrolled. Our average attendance always about 185.
That's excellent. That really is high.
And then on Sunday night, our average attendance is about 110 or 15.
That really is good. Is Bethel Missionary Church near here?
Mm-hmm. It's a mile down this road to my right.
Have you belonged to that church since you were married or all?
No, we moved our membership from Kentsey. I grew up at Kentsey, and then after we moved here, we went back up there, and it was 8 miles up there, so we traveled 32 miles on Sunday. And when my daughter was about 5 or 6 years old, we moved our membership down here because she would go to school and be affiliated with these children here. So we moved our membership down here after thinking about it a long, long time.
Tell me something about the schools that you went to, like what they were like. Was it a big school, like your elementary school?
No, it was a four-room school building with 6 grades. And it has been consolidated. All of our elementary schools in this county have been consolidated except one.
Yes, sir.
And Methodist Church had bought that school, and it's now Methodist Church.
Yes.
But at one time there was a Methodist college in Kentsey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I went to Oxford, and Emory's still Methodist school, didn't it?
Methodist Seminary. That sure was, years ago.
I didn't know about that. Do you belong to any clubs?
No, I'm too busy in my old church.
Okay, and about the church, that's what I meant, that kind of thing. And some of the work you do there. Do you have a missionary society?
Or yes.
That's what I meant, things like that.
Well, I'm real active in it.
What is it? What's it called? Does it have a name?
Baptist Women Union or Meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Baptist Women.
What kind of programs do y'all do?
Once a month we have a program on missions, foreign missions, and then once a month on home missions. And I have a meeting in my home this month. One meeting is held at church and the next one at home.
Do they have a special one, or either is it always the foreign one or always the home one that you have at the church?
The foreign one is at the church, and the home mission is in the home.
That's a good program. Have you done much traveling?
Not too much, no.
Tell me about some places you've been. What
I visited in Jackson, Mississippi. Visited some there. They no longer live there.
Where was that?